BBC News with Moira Alderson. President Trump has accused Iran of failing to allow oil shipments to pass through the Strait of Hormuz as a fragile ceasefire continues ahead of planned peace talks in Islamabad this weekend. Daniel Desimoni is in Jerusalem.
Mr. Trump, in late-night social media posts, said Iran was failing to keep to the ceasefire agreement by doing a very poor job of letting oil through the Strait of Hormuz. Some would say Iran was being dishonourable, he added, and warned Iran against charging ships transit fees. In a statement read on Iranian state TV, the country's supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, was quoted saying he reserved the right to retribution for US-Israeli attacks on his country and its allies, implying Hezbollah in Lebanon, which Israel and the US claims isn't covered by the ceasefire. And there were also tensions between Pakistan and Israel after Pakistan's defence minister posted online saying Israel is a curse on humanity.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said there is no ceasefire in Lebanon, despite agreeing to talks with the Lebanese government on ending the war with Hezbollah. It's been asking for an end to Israel's devastating strikes as a precursor for the negotiations. Lina Sinjab is in Beirut.
Airstrikes continued in the south overnight, and Hezbollah also fired rockets into northern Israel. Here in Beirut, the drone was flying over the city up until after midnight. That's after Israel gave orders of evacuation for a big swathe of southern Beirut. Thousands were stranded in the streets, fleeing their homes, waiting for an imminent strike that actually did not happen here in the south of Beirut.
In other news, the US First Lady Melania Trump has denied having a relationship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in a surprise public address from the White House. In comments which have again propelled Epstein into the headlines, Mrs. Trump said she wasn't one of his victims and defamatory lies were being spread online. Simi Jaloasho reports from Washington.
She described the allegations as mean-spirited attempts to defame her, urged the public to be cautious about what they believe, and said she had never set foot on his private island or his plane. The question, why Melania Trump chose to make the statement in public now, remains a mystery. Mrs. Trump also called for survivors of Jeffrey Epstein to be given the opportunity to testify under oath before Congress. In a statement, one group of survivors described that suggestion as a deflection of responsibility and said it was up to those in power to act, not victims. Some members of Congress said it was her husband's cabinet in particular who needed to do better by survivors and called for more Epstein-related prosecutions.
World News from the BBC. President Xi Jinping has met Taiwan's opposition leader Jiang Liwan in Beijing, telling her he was full of confidence that the Chinese and Taiwanese people would be united. Ms. Cheng, the chairwoman of the Kuomintang, is the first to visit China in a decade. Her trip has sparked debate in Taiwan, with critics, including some in her own party, accusing her of being too pro-Beijing. Ms. Cheng told President Xi that both sides should seek a systemic solution to prevent war. Asia-Pacific countries reliant on Middle East fuel supplies are taking more measures to offset shortages. Japan has announced it will release a further 20 days' worth of oil from its substantial reserves. Australia's Prime Minister is visiting Singapore to shore up fuel imports, with some pumps already running dry. The EU's new border control process enters into full force today. People from outside the passport-free travel area of Europe, the Schengen zone, will now have to register biometric information. Its phased introduction has been far from smooth, with long queues forming at some borders. Theo Leggett has this report.
The entry-exit system's been phased in since October. In some regions it has worked well, but in others it's been blamed for causing long queues, leaving travellers waiting for hours at border posts. Until now, European border authorities have been allowed to suspend the new controls altogether during very busy periods. That won't be permitted anymore. Airports and airlines have warned this could leave passengers facing even more serious delays over the summer.
It's emerged that White House staff were warned last month not to use insider information to place bets on prediction markets. An email was sent to staff on the 24th of March, a day after President Trump announced a five-day pause on his threat to attack Iranian energy infrastructure. It referred to press reports raising concerns about officials using non-public information for financial gain on platforms. BBC News.